Hey guys, welcome to episode 30 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now, I've got a sore throat and I'm losing my voice a bit, so bear with me on this introduction. But on this episode, I have Stephen Smith, who is one of the co-founders of the app No OCD. Stephen is also currently at college in the States. He's studying economics and Chinese, as well as being the QB for his American football team. So even though that sounds like one of the hardest degrees I've ever heard of, he still managed to find the time to set up and run this business with his team. The app is awesome. It's currently free on the App Store. It should be out on Android in September, I believe. So it's basically an ERP tracking app, which also allows you to track and measure obsessions and compulsions and see how long you're spending on them, how high your anxiety spikes, and hopefully over time seeing that reduce. I love the quote, which is, what doesn't get tracked doesn't get measured. And if you don't know kind of where you're going, it's hard to be encouraged sometimes. As we discussed in this podcast, you're going on your subjective opinion and not on kind of fact. So I encourage you to download this app. It's really intuitive, and it's going to get even more so with the new iterations coming up. I think you'll like it. I think it will support you massively in your recovery and should play a big part in your journey. So also, Stephen suffers himself from pure O. He got massively sort of sideswiped by it in 2014, struggling to leave the house with it due to how strong the obsessions were and the mental compulsions. So we discuss this, and towards the end of the podcast, we discuss his advice on dealing with OCD, how to overcome it, what to do, what not to do, and advice for living a good life. Stephen's a great guy. I think you're going to enjoy this a lot, and I know you'll love the app. There's a link on the website. If you just go to it, you'll see the show notes to this episode, and you'll be able to download it straight away and get using it and hopefully see the results pretty quickly. Here's Stephen. On the podcast today, I have Stephen Smith. Stephen is studying at Pomona College. He's studying economics and Chinese. He's also the quarterback for his college football team, American football, that is, for any Brits listening. And he's the co-founder of the OCD app called No OCD. It looks like NOCD, as we just discussed. But basically, it's an ERP app that allows you to track your obsessions and compulsions and over time, hopefully see them decrease. Welcome to the podcast, Stephen.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate all the work that you're doing.
No, cheers, man. So I've been tracking your stuff for a while, and I was speaking to the other co-founder, Daniel, before, Daniel Greenfield, and I was on your beta testing that out. At the time, I wasn't going through ERP, so I couldn't use it properly, but I got to look around it and experience it, and it's a beautifully put together app.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of work, a lot of hours. And so we have, this is just the start, and we have a lot more to come. So we're appreciative of your support.
Cool. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Before, we got plenty of questions here and some from listeners about the app. Before we get into that, it'd be good to hear about your OCD story and where you're at with OCD.
Yeah. So basically, I'm here today. It's 2016, and basically 2 years ago, summer of 2014, I was at the point where I couldn't even leave my house. I was housebound with OCD, struggling mightily. I was, going to school down in Texas. I'm from Chicago, Illinois originally, and so, I was at home for the summer, and it was hit me like a train where I wasn't able to leave my house. Still have today because obviously it's chronic, but suffering from OCD intrusive thoughts, so more of the mental obsessions, mental compulsions, and it was very difficult to diagnose me. I was, went to see 5 different therapists, previously just seen an OCD specialist, and none of them really understood what I was going through, and they gave me advice that was a little contradictory to the typical, clinically effective OCD treatment. So from that said, suffered a lot and experienced a lot of problems, across the board. Even, while in therapy, I, had many problems. Some problems to note specifically, were one, when I was, needing help the most, I was by myself. So I'd see a, like a typical outpatient, seeking OCD treatment, I would go to a therapist once a week. And in that time in between, I was forced to implement ERP and the treatment myself. So happened that those times in between were the times where I really suffered the most. My episodes were the worst. And so I was like, wow, well, I wish I could get treatment now. I wish my therapist could be here now with me. But obviously, you know, with people are busy, it can't happen. The second part really was, you know, it was very difficult for me to stick to a treatment plan. ERP is kind of like physical therapy in many ways. You have to stick to a plan in order to get better. And, you know, I thought that it was difficult for me to get the tools necessary to stick to that plan. You know, I had to use like a recording app for loop tapes. I had to write my own scripts via pen and paper. And I was like, after a while, it was hard to keep it organized. So I was like, wow, that's a huge problem. And so when I would see my therapist on a weekly basis, you know, they'd ask, well, what did you do this week? And I would try to like keep my notes together, try to keep everything together. I was like, well, you know, I don't have this day's work. I don't have this day's work, but I have this day's work. And I think it went all right. And they're like, okay, well, that's fine. So they're essentially basing my treatment off of my subjective opinion. And that subjectivity over time was what really made my treatment difficult because I wasn't getting better. And so, you know, I was frustrated. So I was like, well, I wish I could just have a way of showing my therapist this, you know, these weekly, how I did my therapy, what happened during the week, et cetera. And so I was like, I was looking for solutions. I couldn't find any. So I was like, you know, I'm really frustrated. And if I'm frustrated, because I don't, you know, I don't get frustrated that easily, I'm sure other people are just as frustrated. And, you know, especially because you're having to, you know, deal with OCD on a daily basis while going to therapy. So it's like two pain points instead of one. So I was like, well, let's create a solution. So, you know, went to the drawing board and really just, you know, took months at a time, hammered out the idea behind OCD and created a solution technically where you can get treatment in the moment if you need it. So ERP-based response prevention guidance in the moment. If you want to engage in an ERP plan, you can do so within the app. You can do loop tapes, scripts. You can write and do journals. You can draw pictures. Scripts is writing and journal, same thing. You can, you know, do much more. And in the meantime, the app in the background collects all kinds of objective real-time data, which you can then use to show your therapist. So within a click of a button, you could essentially send an email PDF to your therapist and it'll describe exactly what went on within that treatment week. And so, you know, I would do that with my therapist, you know, I'd send it to them and, you know, life was just much easier. And so when I realized that this was helping myself out, I was like, well, this could help many other people too. And that's when we really started to really focus on OCD. Yeah, that's really it. And I, you know, today I, you know, obviously someone with OCD still has it throughout their life. But I've been able to manage it much better, and prevent a lot of relapses from happening through the app. I remember situations where I'll be out on the weekend and, you know, I'll be out with my friends, et cetera. You know, an episode or a sudden exposure would hit me right across the face. And then, you know, before I realized like that would be a point where I'd spiral backwards. Now I can kind of manage it right then and there and implement ERP effectively in the moment. So, you know, I hope other people can do the same, and we're making it intuitive enough in the future where people will be able to do it pretty easily. So we're excited.
Yeah, no, that was a good introduction. And I agree with what you said about, you know, it's just your, before it was just your subjective opinion. And when you do go to your therapist and they ask you, you know, how's your week been? It's hard to remember everything that's gone on. And if you've had the last 24 hours has been really tough, your opinion of the whole week is probably going to be tainted negatively, when actually if you had it all tracked, exactly, you could say, well, it's been tough, but actually before that, you know, I had a success here, or, and that should help.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
Exactly. And over time you could see too, like general trends, like you could see, well, you know, I went from 3 out of 10 days, or, you know, in a span of 10 days, 3 out of 10 were, you know, great. Then maybe a month later, 2 months later, maybe 5 out of 10 are great. And then, you know, and then you're at 8 out of 10, and then maybe hopefully 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. And then you were like, wow, like, look how much progress I made in, let's say, 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And so, exactly.
That's cool. Can you write notes under each sort of day? So you can say today, you know, under the episode, you could say I did X exposure, or I meditated, just to kind of see trends that way.
So it does it for you. So you can see specifics for each episode. So every episode you have, if you're using that part of the functionality, it records all that information for you. It records where it happened, what time of day, it records what kind of episode you experienced, it records, let's see, with the trigger, it records, you know, the intensity of the trigger. And if you have an Apple Watch, it'll also record your biometrics in relation to that episode.
Yeah.
So we're kind of creating a platform where all you do is that's just through three clicks of a button.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and it asks you, you know, how long have you been, you know, using that responsiveness or guidance for that episode. It'll track that data too. And yeah, so all gets tracked for you. So you don't have to write it down, but you have it all. So.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Okay, cool. So I'm just looking through a list of my questions. You answered so many of them. Okay. So with the science behind it and the thinking behind it, did you speak with any therapists when creating it, or was it all off your own sort of experience?
Yes, it was definitely a collaboration. We've had many, you know, really, really helpful therapists who specialize in OCD that have been helping us. To name a few, we have some on our advisory board right now. They've helped us so much that we've been, you know, able to, you know, partner with them, and they're like technically a part of the OCD team. That's Dr. Jenny Yip from the Renewed Freedom Center in Los Angeles. Taylor Neuendorp, who's the he's affiliated with Beyond OCD as well. And then Dr. L. Kevin Chapman, who's in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, they're huge helps to us, and now we're, you know, they've been constantly analyzing the you know, what's going on with the OCD's development and what's going on with our, you know, plans for the future too. So they've been huge helps. We've also had other people as well. We've had countless therapists across the board who we emailed, who gave us quick snippets of information, quick snippets of feedback, you know, so we've been really, really fortunate to have the OCD community's support.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And has there been any success stories yet from people emailing you or tweeting?
Yes. Yeah, we get so we've had, especially on our Instagram in this latest version, you know, we've been, since February, we've pushed about 7 different updates. In this latest version, we've had people emailing us saying, like, this is really helping me out. I've used this for the last month. We've had people on the App Store who have given us reviews saying, I've been using this for a couple months now. It's really, really helped me. And so we think that's going to continue even more so once we release a new version this September, which we've, you know, we basically have taken all this feedback from the past 6 months and through our beta test, and we've, we haven't had a chance to really implement it in the way that we'd like because it takes time.
Yeah.
So we kind of, you know, blocked off a huge section of these last 4 months to developing this next version, with an additional funding round we just received, fortunately. And so we think in the future too, more people have a much, you know, more positive impact. It's going to be kind of like, imagine if Fitbit and Headspace were for OCD treatment.
Yeah,
that's how it's going. That's how we describe it.
That's awesome. Yeah, cool. Yeah, two great companies as well. Okay, so will Bob be part of the September release?
I'm sorry.
Bob will be. Bob, yeah. Could you explain? Bob will be. What Bob is?
Yeah, so we have a character in this next version to make it more fun and warm, and he's going to be your OCD buddy. We call him Bob the OCD buddy. Essentially, you know, when you need help with understanding something, whether if it's ERP, whether if it's understanding what to do within the app, you can refer to Bob. And it's kind of like the paperclip from Microsoft Office. And so, so you know, he was in life, you want to have it so it's personalized, and we feel like Bob is an everyday person, and it's great because everyday people suffer from OCD. It's not the people that, you know, are stereotyped as the ones who are like locked up and whatever. It's like every day there's, you know, there's somebody that you may even know who has this condition, and we think Bob embodies that kind of person.
Yeah, cool.
We're excited for him.
Yeah. it'd be good to see Bob running the Twitter. Maybe,
yeah,
have his picture there. Okay, cool. So we've got a few user questions here. We'll get into those. So you loosely answered this on Twitter, but I guess for everyone else, Allison on Twitter said, how does it fare for treating Puro versus traditional OCD?
Right.
And obviously, you know, you have Puro yourself, so it'd be good to hear your answer.
Yeah, great. Well, the biggest thing for Puro is that it's all mental. So mental obsessions, mental compulsions. And so the big question is, well, how do you treat Puro? And that is, the first step is to mindfully understand what's going on inside your head. Because if you can mindfully, you know, differentiate your obsessions from your compulsions, you can then attack the root of the problem.
Yeah.
So we actually do that in two different ways. One, through the step-by-step process and on-the-go help, you can actually, you know, walk through, is this an obsession, is this a compulsion? So we kind of help you with the mindfulness side. Then if, you know, based on what you've decided, if it's a compulsion, then you can kind of almost redo it and you could trigger it again, the episode that is, and then receive specific response prevention help. So we're not next, we're not like helping you out so you feel better. We're basically, in a way, we are, making sure that you can help learn to deal with the uncertainty behind what's going on inside your head. And so that is the specific part of response forms and help. The other side, and that helps us, that helps PRO patients specifically. The other side is through the loop tapes and journals. Because it's all mental, we have, and I've personally benefited from this as well, loop tapes were the best for me. I would, play these loop tapes. I'd walk around. I would, be doing my regular day stuff, and it would be just like it was when I was having an episode. And so their loop tape functionality, we think, is going to really allow these people with PRO to get better faster, because you have all the tools right then and there, and you could utilize them wherever. So,
Okay, no, that's awesome. It's a good answer as well. So Kat on Twitter also interestingly talked about virtual reality or VR, and I believe you said you guys are going to look at doing that. I guess you
very
might not
much
be
so.
give away too much, I guess, but it'd be good to hear how you feel you'll use that.
Well, and this again, this relates to the very, for me at least, like going through treatment, a lot of the exposures that benefited me the most were exposures that had some kind of visual stimuli attached. So for now in the app, we have drawing, right? That's like, the closest thing that we could do from an MVP standpoint, minimal viable product. In the future, we want to move into like we want to revolutionize OCD treatment in many ways. We don't want to necessarily just keep it the same. And so we want to integrate the most modern technology possible. And VR, quite honestly, since it's so visual, it could really, really help exposures for patients. So if I'm a patient and I have a exposure that I can't really replicate, an intrusive sexual orientation or a harm related obsession or something, you can't actually replicate that in the public, it's different time. So let's have VR. You could have a VR headset and you could integrate all of that treatment within what it feels. I'm not sure if you've dealt with any VR recently, but if you an HTC Vive, it feels like you're in an actual, reality. You don't feel like you're playing a game, or you don't feel like you're watching a movie or in a space that's, digital, and you feel like you're living your life. So, yeah, we think that could be really, really ne good next step for us, especially as we progress in the future. And what's going to be a component? So we'd have everything you need here. Also AR. I don't think she, Kat asked a great question with VR. We also are thinking about stuff with AR too, because, it's difficult. When you have these sudden exposures, that's when it's most difficult for me at least. And I know people agree with me too who deal with OCD. And so if you could somehow, and this is just a brainstorm, quite honestly, Stu, if you could somehow integrate AR into this, you could get, you could practice getting these sudden exposures wherever, whenever. And that could be interesting as well. So yeah, we're playing around with a lot of cool stuff, to say the least.
That's awesome to hear actually, because in my I mean my day job is sort of digital marketing, and I have to do a lot around augmented reality, which is AR for anyone listening who's never heard of it. And so anyway, it's weird, it's usually around sort of cartoon characters, because we work with various sort of movie franchises. I won't name any of them, but so it's nothing to do with therapy. But AR, I was trying to think, how can AR be used for VR's like a no-brainer, I get it. But AR, I guess now, if if you see the knife in your screen, and then that triggers something, especially if you can hold, let's say you have harm obsessions around your husband. I guess a way of doing that is you hold your phone up to your husband and it projects a knife on the screen and it's at your husband. So in theory, there's no danger, because it's all happening on your screen, but it's linking the two together, and then that could be a way of spiking that potentially.
And also there's, I think the phone is, what it is today. In the future, that's a great point, Stu. In the future, we don't even know what technology is going to be available in the future, right? So we could be looking at a screen. You could, for example, like in the future, that screen you may be digitized in some way. Like you could look at like a platform at a bus stop, right? And there may be some form of technology there that could, for some reason, if you're wearing, let's say, like a form of AR glasses, you could see, there could be an exposure right there. Or I mean, that's just the idea. We're wanting to keep ourselves open-minded for the ways AR can be utilized in the future. So I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exciting. Obviously, Pokemon Go at the minute, which is AR, and I don't know if you've read about the people. A lot of people would say depression, or agoraphobia are actually leaving the house now, and it's giving them exercise. They're more social because, like today, walking around London, I just saw groups of people holding their phones out, trying to catch these imaginary Pokemon. And yeah, it seems to be helping a lot of people with depression, so it's a good use. It's already helping mental health.
Definitely.
I mean, obviously people are
There's a
getting run
park.
over too.
There was a park, and there were supposedly some police that would clear out the park every like couple hours because there'd just be hordes of people like 3 in the morning who would be looking for Pokemon.
That's ridiculous. England doesn't got that bad yet, but to be fair, it only came out yesterday for us. We're a bit behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Although some people figured out how that if you on the iPhone, if you change your region to America or Australia, you could then trick the iTunes store and download the app anyway.
Really?
Yeah, so the hardcore people were doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is a good app. Anyway, enough about that app. Let's get back to yours. So Michelle on Facebook, she wanted to know kind of what additions would be into the app. So I get you briefly talked about 2.0, if there's any more clarity there.
Yeah, definitely. So we have two big editions coming out. One's coming out September. The other one's going to come out, we think, in like November, December. That one's a little bit less, it's a little more hazy in terms of the timeline. The one in September, though, is going to be very different, right? The UI is completely changing. So we are changing our entire UI. We are changing our entire workflows, so meaning the way the app flows. So it's going to, have a specific section called the plan. So we basically have five tabs. It's going to be the plan, your progress, SOS in case you need like response prevention help right then and there, your profile, as well as like your account settings. And the plan is going to be the homepage, right? And so you're going to have a daily ERP exercise that you're going to have to do each day. And that's going to follow an automated hierarchy. So for example, you may have your exposure for the week, and your exercise may get increasingly like have, it may be 10 minutes. And once you get that exercise to 10 minutes, you can try 12 minutes. Once you can do 12 minutes, you can try 14. You can constantly move through that hierarchy however long it takes you. And so that we think that's going to be really helpful because it's going to make sure that patients can, constantly stay accountable to their ERP. And it does it in a really easy way. All you do is press a button, and we give you all the tools you need right after. And so, and then all that data then will get stored in progress, and you could see, a lot of metrics that are more closely aligned with you and your treatment plan. So we have a lot of metrics right now in the app, but there's, we feel like this next version is going to have metrics that will be more specific to, let's say, how many days a week did you do ERP? What was your longest ERP session, et cetera. And so, it's going to change there a little bit too. Besides that, everything else is going to stay the same for the September version. For the November version, December version, the next one, we're actually going to gamify a lot of components. So like kind of like, how Fitbit has your, if you hit your 10,000 steps, it starts the phone starts going off and it has like a vibration, et cetera. If you get your daily ERP exercise, we'll have the same reward. So it rewards you if you get that exercise. And so then you could see, we'll track badges and we can see how, your progress changes over time. And then after that, our third version is we're going to actually add a very specific educational component. And so it's not, I'm just giving a very vague statement because, A, we want to, make sure we can keep vetting this idea out. But B, it's also like, in development right now, and we want to make sure we can kind of keep it within the company. But the education component is going to be really big time for us because it's going to allow us to, to get, if you're a patient, say in South Africa, you can connect with a therapist in Illinois or in America. If you're a person in America, you can connect with a therapist in South Africa. So it kind of allows people to get help much more easily. Through the education component too, like your therapist can know, like they're constantly getting help if they need it while they're not there. And so Yeah, we think that could be really helpful as well.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It's great that you're so clear about your roadmap as well, product
Yeah.
roadmap and how it's going to expand.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and the good news is right now, if you download it now, you get all of the benefits that we're going to have in the future. So this is just like version, you know, for us, like we look at this as the first version, right? So it's the start to a much larger idea.
That's awesome. And it's free right
It's
now.
free. It's free right now.
Cool.
It's free on the App Store. You can go to you know, if you have an iPhone, you can download it. And we also, I forgot to mention this too, for the product in the future, we're, you know, once we get our testing done, we're gonna, and that's also like our live testing, we're gonna start expanding to Android and to other platforms so that anybody can have access to this that has OCD.
That's
Yeah.
awesome. Cool. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
great. And also great if anyone doesn't have access to a therapist, whether that's because of the country they're in or the healthcare system or whatever,
Yeah.
they have no excuse not to use this app and try helping themselves.
Yeah, well,
A
there's a lot
lot.
of great public domain information. Like, you know, it's a great, this is, you know, if you go to, you know, the IOCDF website, if you go to, I know the UK has many great foundations as well. If you go to, you know, there's so many places that have such great content about like how to do ERP, what to do for OCD therapy, like, you know, and there's so much information that you can utilize too. So I completely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, the spawn. There's a couple of great books on ERP as well. Joan Davidson, who we had in this podcast, she talks about it as well. So if you don't like
Oh, really?
reading, you can listen to the episode. Yeah, she's a cool lady. She really breaks down the sticking points that people go through with ERP and the fears and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
Well,
good.
that's, well, you guys have a great podcast going here. This is
Yeah,
amazing.
cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell us about your Facebook group, support group that you're working on.
Yeah, so in, this is kind of, you know, channeling into from the last talk to this one. Our support group, we've partnered with the JCK Foundation. We partnered with the Peace of Mind Foundation, and we're trying to do is we're trying to build the biggest OCD community online in the entire world. So essentially, it's a Facebook group right now where you can go to the Facebook group, just join it, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna post, you know, cool videos, cool articles. You know, if you need help, you can seek for help in there. And we'll have people that will, you know, in the community who could try to help you out. And so just a giant group for people with OCD, and then participants will have the option to get, you know, raffled prizes. We'll have like maybe celebrity bloggers come on. Like we'll have all kinds of cool stuff. And we're trying to make it so one centralized place where OCD people can know that that is their place, that that is their place where they can get better, to have fun, excitement, etc. Because there's so many negative stigmas attached to OCD, and there's so little information known about it. And so we think this could be the great building blocks for a much larger awareness campaign to come, and to hopefully try to, you know, change the stigma around OCD. So,
Yeah, no, that's
and you can
great.
just join, just you can just join. Literally anybody can join who's interested through Facebook. It's called the Treat My OCD Support Group, and it's all one word, Treat My OCD. And you just join, and it will have one of our admins accept you. And you know, we have our specific, you know, mission in the first post. You could read it. Yeah, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see that. I'll join it, and it'd be great to see how it progresses. And for anyone listening who didn't quite catch the name of the group, I'll put a link on the website so you can just click that
Fantastic.
and join it. Cool.
Fantastic.
So going to your own recovery, actually before we do that, I recommend everyone download the app, try it, use it, see how it goes for you for 30 days.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to plug that.
Oh, please do. And feedback too. If you
Oh
have
yeah, absolutely.
feedback, our team loves feedback, whether if it's like the best feedback or the worst feedback. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know exactly how it's working for you and what we can do to make your treatment better. So that's our genuine mission, and we're all about that. So there's a place in the app itself where you can send feedback if you have trouble. And so we love your feedback.
Cool.
Thanks so
Yeah.
much, guys, too.
Oh, that's great. So focus on recovery now, beyond the app, from your own experience, what's the one thing you think, obviously there's many things, but just boil it down to one, there's one thing you think people should stop doing to help them recover?
Stop doing. That's a great question. You know, I think the biggest thing what people should stop doing is stop, you know, thinking that this is impossible to get better, because getting better is possible. And there's people every day who get better because they go through therapy and they make it work, and then their lives get changed. And it's all about accepting uncertainty at the core of it. And so if you're in one of those people who's in a rut and you're like, I haven't, you know, been feeling better in months, years from now, you know, it's not about really what's happened in the past. It's about, you know, what's going forward. So that's a mentality that I think you should take, whoever's listening to this too. Because, you know, that for me, at least, like I was, you know, I suffered really intensively for over a year straight, where I was housebound for a good percentage. I couldn't do much. You know, I've finally, like, one day made the decision. I was like, look, like, gonna, you know, I know people get better. Let's, you know, I'm going to really try to get better now. And, you know, by making that decision, you know, I found it was possible. And so I know it's just a mentality. So just don't have that negative mentality, and have that positive mentality that you can get better, because you can. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree. And that's so evident from the people I've spoken, the people that I've spoken to that have recovered, the people who are in recovery, or when I've spoken to therapists. You know, it's so obvious, even if they haven't said it, the reason why they recovered was because they decided enough is enough, and I will find a way to recover. And it is that right. mindset. You know, if you think it's impossible, it is impossible. And if you think it's possible, it is.
And it's definitely possible. And you just can see all around, and you know, there's people that will help you to get better. And so it's, you know, definitely.
Cool. Yeah, great advice. And then the one thing you think people could start doing, we'll do more of?
Start doing. You know, I think, again, it's going to be, my suggestion is going to be a little more mindfulness based. You really have to start thinking in small bits, right? You can't think, you know, especially if you've been suffering for a while, it's not going to change overnight. And it's a step-by-step process. So it's start being accountable. It's start, you know, trying to do treatment on a daily basis and just make small goals, because those small goals then lead to big goals. It's kind of like, you know, ERP especially, it's kind of like a training program if you played sports at any time. Like you're not going to walk into a gym and you're not going to bench press 450 pounds to start for the first day, right? It's going to take time. And maybe, you know, it's going to not be 450 pounds. Maybe it takes, you know, 6 months for some people. Maybe it takes a couple months longer. But, you know, everybody can get better. And it's, if you take that, you know, step-by-step approach, it's going to really help.
Yeah. Yeah, great advice. I didn't ask, did your OCD kind of hit you out of the blue, or have you had it for a long time and then it just suddenly got worse?
It hit me out of the blue, pretty much. I had slight, like, you know, really in, like, the my freshman year of college, that's when it really started hitting me. And I just noticed, and I lived, and then it got really, really bad in that summer of 2014, like to the point where couldn't do anything. But before, like I saw, like I have like slight characteristics. Like I was, you know, I was like a hypochondriac for a lot of things. Like I was, you know, fearful of certain situations. You know, looking back, and I have many like signs of checking. Like I would, you know, Google stuff online to like make myself feel better. But I never really, like, you know, it never really bothered me until like the point I just mentioned. But when it did, it hit me like a train. So it was very, very sudden, and just like one day I was great. The next day I was literally online. I remember searching online for probably 6 hours trying to find an answer. And obviously you can't find answers for those. Either, so
it's never ending. Unless you use the app. Okay, cool. So let's say you're in an elevator going up a few stories. And you know, the person next to you has OCD. What do you say to them?
You know, I first say, you know, I have OCD too, just because, you know, it's a community. It's something that, to really understand, you have to have it yourself in some ways, or you have to have a family member who has it. So I first try to build that connection with them. The second thing I do was figure out like what they're doing and try to get themselves better. Like, are you seeking treatment? It's a yes or no. If they aren't, you know, give them some, here's where you can go seek treatment, etc. And then if they are seeking treatment, and ask them how it's going, and if it's, you know, and if it's going well, you know, I'd say, well, what's causing you to do well? I'd love to like help, you know, other people too. And if it's not, then, you know, I try to give them support. Maybe it's the app, maybe support group, et cetera. So that was what I would do in the elevator.
Cool. Yeah, great advice. And what advice do you have for people kind of who want to live a good life, amazing life, whatever sort of kind of adjective you want to put there?
Oh man, it's a great question too. I'd say get used to handling adversity because it's never going to go as planned. I mean, through this app development process, we've been doing this for 2 years now, about or a year and a half, and nothing goes to plan. It's always, you have to be able to adjust, and I think having OCD too, it forces you to like adopt that mindset because, your life just all gets, altered within either like a short time frame or it's been, there's been challenges throughout. So it's constantly having to deal with challenges. And, I think once you're able to deal with challenges and know that you can deal with future challenges, that's when you can start having more success and you could really start appreciating the small things in life. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah, life's full of struggles, and we shouldn't look down on them. We should always embrace them, and it's
Yeah.
part of life, right?
Because the best
Yeah.
solvers are the ones that are most successful. And to be
Yeah.
to have OCD and get treated, you are going to become the best problem solver. So knowing that you can go through treatment, OCD is causing you to be one of the best problem solvers there is. And so it's in some ways, there's so many positives that can come out of it. I know one of the big business magazines just wrote a huge article about how people with OCD can be the most successful people based off of that theory I just mentioned. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's great. Yeah, I completely agree. It does force you to examine yourself and improve and learn skills. Stephen Hayes on the podcast, Dr. Stephen Hayes, he said if you've had a mental illness, you're the lucky ones.
Yeah, it's
Which
true.
yeah, because as long as you
It's
learn
true.
from it, then it becomes in a weird way a gift long term.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
cool.
Definitely.
All right, so you're in Chicago at the minute. Let's say you've got a billboard in downtown Chicago. What do you have on that billboard for the world to see?
For the world to see?
Or Chicago people?
man, that's a great question. Well, Chicago has a lot of problems right now.
Yeah.
I know there's many problems with the violence. There's many problems with corruption, with debt. So there's I think the more problems you have, the more potential solutions you have. So I think that's the first thing you say. Like for every solution there, I mean for every problem there's a solution. And so I mean that'd be the words on the billboard. Also, if people have OCD, if it was OCD related thing. I'd maybe have my app. I'd say get help when you need it most. Not necessarily as a way to like market it, but just a way to like get help. Maybe a link to a support group or some kind of like hashtag for a support group or a place so someone can get help. Yeah, I don't know. I'd think about that. That's a great question.
All right, yeah, no, that's a good answer. And you're going to be at the IOCD conference in a week or so. So I guess if
I
anyone's
will
there, they
be.
can come and say hi.
Definitely, we'll have a booth there. We'll have these mints too. We're giving out some mints. So
Nice.
if you eat something, or if you were still about to talk to someone you want to talk to and have a good conversation, you can go grab a mint. So it'll be good. We'll have if you're lucky enough to be featured on ABC News in the U.S. a couple months ago, and we'll have a video of that. We'll have our new video that's coming out, which I just sent you the storyboard of,
Cool.
featuring Bob. Kind of
Awesome.
explaining how NoCity works, and giving a little sneak peek to our 2.0 version. So that's what we'll be there, and we're excited to talk to anyone who goes there.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And how can people download the app and get in touch with you?
You can, first of all, if you can download the app through the Apple Store, iTunes Store, and you can the App Store is on your phone. You can go to our website at www.treatmyocd.com and you can download the app directly from there. If you want to get in contact with me, you can do it through two ways. One, you can download the app and send us feedback. There's a button in settings where you can press send feedback and it'll send me my email like a direct message. And then also you can email info@nocdhelp.com. And that will again go right to me. We're lucky because we have a small team, so it's emails come right to us. And so those are the best two ways to reach me.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show and talking about the app. It's a
Of
great
course.
app, and I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, thanks, Stu. I appreciate you taking the time. It means the world to be on your show, and you're doing a great job. So. Appreciate it again.
Yeah, cheers, buddy. We'll get you on when round two of the updates come on.
Oh yeah, for sure. That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah.
All right, brilliant,
yeah,
man.
sounds
Speak
good.
soon.